Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. It is toasty, a toasty Tuesday, 92. Tomorrow, hotter. Seems like it could be impossible. It's not. It's going to be hotter tomorrow. We could very well hit 100 degrees. And I guess the worst part of it, the humidity really is coming back. It's coming back. But it's going to cool off. And this weekend, Saturday, in fact, shaping up to be a great day. That's when KC and the Sunshine Band are going to be appearing at Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Serve Pro Pavilion at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Now, of course, I'm going to be there. I've got my Mayor of Funky Town t-shirt, which I will be wearing. I will post all sorts of social media, I promise you. If you're not with me on X yet, you need to get signed up. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. And then The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Yeah, I will. I'll post a whole bunch of photos of me there because we're going to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. And KC is actually going to be visiting us, if you will, 5:33 this afternoon. So I want you to make sure that you are here for that. We did pre-record this, and I had mentioned, Jeremy had reminded me the other day, great article. Study says, what was it, 4 bad days each and every month for each and every one of us. And last week, I had one of those days. But it happened after the cutoff because the study in the article said that everybody knew by, I think it was 8:36 or 8:37 in the morning. And mine didn't come till after lunch. And I thought, well, does it count on this day? Is it carried over to the next day? And then I thought, well, what about people who are doing shift work? Right? If you're getting up and going to work at midnight and you're going to have a bad day, does that count when you hear about it at 11 or 3? Well, anyway. We were pre-recording KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, and a couple of those technical gremlins jumped up. And I thought, okay, well, I guess we're going to get a second bad day in the month of August. But let the record reflect, Your Honor, Jeremy, my producer back there at the Radio Factory, did some sort of magic. I don't know exactly what it was, but it worked. And at 5:33, you get to hear my conversation with KC. From KC and the Sunshine Band. It was actually good fun. 540 says, Jeff, last I heard about the Richmond Police Memorial, it was on the plaza around the defunct Coliseum, surrounded by weeds and a wire fence. So very wrong. Oh, is that where it is? We got to find out. Something's got to be done. It's going to have to be, I guess, the next mayor of Richmond, although I don't have any hope. Do you? We've had now 8 years of really terrible mayors of the city of Richmond. Last decent mayor was Doug Wilder. And why he's such a slacker at the age of 92 that he won't come out of retirement and be mayor again, I don't know. But I look at these candidates. One is worse than the next. Right? That's what I keep hearing from people who live in the city, and anybody who lives in the city and doesn't like what's going on, they're doing their best to get out of the city. I'd like to say that one of these folks, if they become mayor, when they become mayor, would listen to Glenwood Burley, would listen to Richmond police officers say, hey, you know, we collected all this money, that's really our statue. We'd like to display it somewhere else. God, I hope it's not out there at the Coliseum. I mean, because the Coliseum now has become it's like a homeless repository. It's awful. It's just awful. Only LeVar Stoney could do that, could mess up a Tom Farrell plan to rehab that area. Anyway, I digress. But there is more bad news. We're losing the second race at RIR. Richmond Raceway has apparently lost our spring race. We have lost the spring race to Mexico City. NASCAR announced their new 2025 season. I guess we've got one race, but the spring race, usually in April, that's not going to happen. That's off our schedule, and it's now on I don't even have the name of the track down there. Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez road course in Mexico City. All right. So Hermanos is men. Rodriguez is a name. Autodromo? I don't know. Racetrack? So the Rodriguez Brothers Racetrack. Am I reading that right? Maybe. I don't know. If somebody actually speaks Spanish, tell me what it is. I'm thinking it's the Rodriguez Brothers Road Course Racetrack in Mexico City. But anyway, so we're losing that race, and there are plenty of people going, I don't care, Jeff. I'm not a race fan. I don't go to RIR. That's okay. How about the $200 million hit we're going to take in Central Virginia? That needs to concern everybody. It needs to be a concern for each of us. The other thing, if you're going to the Chesterfield County Fair, I don't know how to say it to my friends in Chesterfield. I got a lot of friends down in Chesterfield. But that county fair is getting a bad name. It is. It's getting a bad name. This past Saturday, two teens, two adults arrested, according to the Chesterfield County Police Department. Folks are saying lots of fights were breaking out. How about if you just want to go there for a corn dog or hand-dipped ice cream or cotton candy? Maybe you're going to go and play a game. Maybe you're going to go and go on a ride or whatever it is. And you got to worry now about all the criminal activity? I know the police department will do their best to make sure it's handled and taken care of. But boy, I think there's some folks higher up in the Chesterfield County government better take a look at that and see what's going on and make some adjustments. Because once again, you're just going to lose people, right? I'm not traveling from Hanover down to Chesterfield to go to the county fair. Okay, that's me. But you have, what, 500,000 people that live in Chesterfield County? How many people are on a county line, right? You're somewhere and you're bordering Chesterfield. I can guarantee you, if you've got kids of a certain age, if you yourself are of a certain age, you want to go out and do that, and now you can't. All right. We got to turn to some of the national stuff that's going on as well. I mean, some of this is crazy. Former President Trump, as you know, has said, hey, let's have as many debates as possible. You want to have 10 debates? We'll have 10 debates. Okay. Joe Biden, on the last debate, it was his team that made all the rules. Donald Trump said, sure, I agree to him. I don't care. I just want the debate. Now the Kamala Harris campaign is coming out. They want different rules. And Donald Trump says, whatever the rules are, I'm there. So that's the debate scheduled for ABC on September the 10th. There is another debate that Fox News wanted to host. But just as a matter of reflex, the Democrats said absolutely not. So Donald Trump is going to do it, I believe, with Sean Hannity as a sort of like a town hall sort of event. MSNBC, delusional. Oh, and I should remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. It is. It's okay. You're welcome. But I just warn you that it's an MSNBC clip, and you know what that means, among other things. Hang on a second.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now would be the time to take a sip of your liquid, because when you hear it, yeah, you will probably spit it right out. Can we do cut number one, please?
Trump just doesn't know how to deal with Kamala Harris. He doesn't know how to pigeonhole her. His usual language of belittlement, derision isn't working. There is in the country this sense, I think, of we've been relieved from an election that people were dreading, between two candidates who run before an acrimonious, nasty convention, a sense of the country locked with these two older Americans. And then suddenly there was a convention that really was a joyous event and that said, we've turned a page. And Trump can't figure out how to turn his own page. I think as he plans for the debate, he has to appreciate that she is charismatic and charming on television in a way that he fancies he is. That the camera loves Kamala Harris.
If they build an infrastructure to the campaign that absorbs a lot of this enthusiasm. Yes, they may drop one or two points from the bump from the convention, but they will have an infrastructure that can catch that and keep it moving. Something that I think people are missing, like they were missing the charisma of Kamala Harris.
You're right on the students issue, too, because we knew even when she was vice president, before she had the abortion platform as her, as one of her part of her portfolio, she was getting long lines in colleges of kids wanting to turn out and speaking to listen to her speak, and she was getting a great response for them. And that was something perhaps that was slightly missed. We were all focused on her 2020 campaign and how that didn't go very well, and the immigration part, but there were certainly parts of her portfolio and of her public performance that was going well.
So here's what I have to tell you. That's not true. Well, I mean, that's all. I could go into more detail. It's just not true. And it's demonstrably untrue, and it's not that difficult to prove it's untrue. And in fact, if you want to do it yourself, you can happily go online, and assuming that things have not actually been scrubbed from the big tech people, who are now on record saying, oh yeah, the Biden-Harris administration wanted us to scrub things and tamp down exposure to certain issues and certain topics. If it's still there, it should be relatively easy to find it. That's a good question, Jerm. Why on earth they have all of these British folks coming over on MSNBC to opine on our election? Well, they might very well be nice people, but they're not Americans, right? I got just enough time to let you know that big-time Democrats like Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard have endorsed Donald Trump. You will not hear that on ABC. They don't care. You know who they care about? Well, take a listen to cut number four.
And some good news for Harris. More than 200 former staffers of the previous three Republican presidential nominees, that's Mitt Romney, the late John McCain, and George W. Bush, have come out and endorsed Kamala Harris, saying that for them, quote, the alternative is untenable.
And you know what the response is? Nobody cares. Exactly, absolutely, positively, nobody gives a crap. Who cares? 200 bureaucrats announced they like the person who likes the bureaucracy. Great, fantastic. You go right ahead. Mitt Romney, should I mention he lost? How about John McCain? He lost. George W. Bush, I still like W. I always have, and I know I get into disputes about that, but I always thought he was just a decent guy. I really did. But I don't care about those 200 people. But ABC does. They don't have time to list him because, well, you know, right, they don't care. But Tulsi Gabbard, current Democrat congresswoman, right? Just finished serving as a congresswoman, serves in the Army. She's a tough lady. She's smart. Bobby Kennedy. All bringing out Democrats to endorse Trump. That's not a story. Oh, well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.